Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, June 2nd, 2021. And I have a new prophetic word for the month of June. And I tell you, there's been a major shift in the spiritual atmosphere. And things are now moving in your favor. And this is an exciting time. And get ready to come into agreement with heaven and come out of a valley. We've been in valleys. I'm going to go over that in this episode, and the refreshment of the Lord is here. So you can chat in your questions if you're watching. There's different ways you can watch. We've been on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, our Doug T. Addison, also YouTube, Doug Addison, and on my website, DougAddison.com, you can catch this live and chat in your questions. My team's bringing the questions. I'm going to do a Q&A at the end. So we pick up these questions. We take them seriously. Get ready to move forward right now. Lord, I pray for the release of the power that happened just after Pentecost. There's a shift in the atmosphere. I pray right now, each one of us, no matter when you're listening, this is outside of time because God is outside of time. I just come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. Bring that down right now, Lord. Bring heaven into this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is it. I tell you, we're going to get out of the valley and into refreshment. And if you've been following my prophetic words, we just came out of a season of revelation and healing. It happened from Passover to Pentecost. It was 49 days. Now, Pentecost just was last week. And this is a season right now of change and shifting. The Lord is bringing you out of obscurity. He's bringing you out of unclear times. The season of unclarity and not understanding your purpose is coming to an end. Watch this. Watch this spiritual atmosphere shift even as I start to talk about it, because angels start to show up. There's angels on assignment right now. And the Lord said that He's going to cause you to like wake up and realize what's going on. He's going to wake up and you're going to realize the plan of the enemy. You're going to realize that the Lord's had you covered. Jeremiah 31:13, I will turn their mourning into gladness, and I will comfort them instead of sorrow. And it's a time right now to get this. The breakthrough did happen at Pentecost, whether you know it or not. It was a huge, huge shift that happened. And we're entering into a new season. It's a major spiritual shift. Pentecost was May 23rd, 2021. However, you'll need to contend for your breakthrough. You will, most of us anyway, I've had to, you will need to contend. It's here. But the enemy wants you to think you're still in that previous season. He wants you to think that nothing happened. That's the father of lies. But we are now exposing the father of lies and say, Lord, open the doors now. The Lord has given you everything you need to succeed, but you need to step up and take it. I tell you, the enemy's trying to war against you entering into this new time. So you will need to contend. In some cases, you might not need to, but so far, I'm a science prophet. What happens to me is usually a sign over these prophetic words. I had a battle, but I tell you, I had the Lord also, it wasn't just because of battling like before. You know, the Lord is stepping up with you with angels, with power and anointing and authority. But we're having to contend, and I heard this word, don't back down on this. The Lord is with you. You'll need to battle through these things. That just means pray, you know, pray and don't believe the lies. Step up instead of step down. When the enemy's messing with you, it's what I did. I just moved forward, put up worship music, and said, hey, you know, the new reality's here. Satan's a liar. It took me 3 days when Pentecost happened to break off the attacks over my situation. But the Lord is contending for you. He's releasing revelation into your situation. And Matthew 13, the entire chapter, is still available to you. And that's a prophetic word I got, I believe it was during April and May. If you want to go back and look at that, if you need to understand it. But the basic one is this, is the Lord still releasing Matthew 13, verse 11, the hidden mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. He's also opening spiritual eyes, ears, and giving the heart of understanding. That's what the enemy had done. He had closed our eyes, closed our ears, and we couldn't understand. But now, we're going to shift this atmosphere, and you're going to begin to pray, and it's going to be different. When I say battle, don't worry, it won't feel the same as before. And the Lord is releasing a fresh drink of the Holy Spirit. That's the good part. So be prepared to step into this. I mean, I don't know what to say, except it's here. And I've had to hit, you know, I just had to hit it hard, but as I did that, in the midst of the storm, spontaneous laughter and songs break out. I've had, you know, these things shift over me, and whether or not, I just took it by faith. And it is there. I tested the water, and it is there to offset the attacks that Satan is doing right now. The Lord is releasing visitations, encounters, dreams, and visions, deeper connections with the Father's heart. So I release the revelation right now, so far, what I've just said. I release the revelation of this. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears. Open our hearts to give us hearts of understanding. I release dreams, visions. And what came at Pentecost was prophecy, dreams, and visions. I release this now in Jesus' name. I'm going to interact with this prophetic word. It's going to go out to the world. It'll be on my blog, and a lot of different places will pick this up. But I'm releasing the prophetic word for June. And after each main point, I'm going to release something over you so it will activate it and make it real. So the next section here for the word for the month of June and beyond, this is kind of a shifting into the season. Refreshment is here. And I have heard this over and over. I keep seeing Psalm 84, 5. I'm going to read 5 and 7 from the Passion Translation, which I love. How enriched are they who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are highways of holiness. They grow stronger and stronger with every step forward, and the God of all gods will appear before them. I say to you right now, take this in verse 7. Step forward. Step forward. That's what it says. You're going to grow stronger and stronger with every step. The Lord is going to start to, there's going to be some visitations, but it's not going to be live in-person visitations. Don't get disappointed with that. In verse 5, that you're going to find new highways of holiness. The Lord's going to show you how to overcome the things that have overcome you. I saw, oh my goodness, addictions being broken. Things that have been holding people down are going to start shifting now. And the Lord is releasing spiritual refreshment that's going to bring you into the deeper levels of intimacy, deeper levels of the Word. So the Word of the Lord right now, this is what I'm hearing. Keep stepping forward. This is Psalm 84, verse 7. You're going to grow stronger and stronger with every step forward. And the Lord is going to start to show himself to you. The Psalm 84:7 is a very important part about this. We are moving out of the wilderness and into this new day. So it's very important to keep taking steps. So I release this right now. I release refreshment. And John 7:37, Jesus said this, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and he who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart will pour rivers of living water. Well, check this out. The attack of the enemy from Matthew 13, I can't remember the exact verse in Matthew 13, but it was the heart, you know, where he closed our eyes, he closed our ears, and he hardened the hearts so we couldn't understand. The Lord is prophesying this right now. Receive this John 7:37. Drink of the Holy Spirit. And verse 38, that instead of a hardness of heart that's going to be there where you don't understand, Lord, I ask you now to release this water, the spiritual water, this drink of the Holy Spirit, and out of our hearts will flow living water. just whether you could receive that or not, take it by faith right now. Some people are getting it. I can feel there's a definite shift in the spiritual atmosphere even as I'm saying this, and I'm prophesying this. So last month, I had a vision. I saw millions of people moving out of a dark time, out of a dark season. They had candles in their hands, and some of the candles were almost out. They were about, and these people were just moving forward. They didn't realize this, that they weren't alone, but they didn't actually realize that they were actually marching together in a rhythm of heaven out of the dark time. I thought it was the dark night of the soul. I prophesied this, I think even last month or the month before, over Spirit Connection. But I tell you, I know now that these are the three dark valleys that we're coming out of. The Lord showed me. I had a vision originally of people just, you know, coming out of it. And I just was just telling people, just keep moving forward. Now I got the plan from the Lord that there's three valleys that the Lord is bringing people out of. Now, some of you might be in one. Some of you might, very few, will be in none of them, but you might not be in one of the valleys. Bless you. I was in one of them over the last, you know, this last year or so, or the last couple of years. I've been in all three of them, so I have authority now. This is the good thing about it. You'll get authority once you come out of this to release others. But there's three valleys. You might be in one. You might be in all three. But the first one is the Valley of Tears. It's the Psalm 84, Valley of Tears. Weeping all the time. The second one is a more serious one. It's called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And this valley, not too many people are in, thank God, but there are some. And I'm going to do a ministry time to release this. And the third one is the Valley of Dry Bones from Ezekiel 37. So right now, I'm just going to prophesy this into you. The Valley of Tears. Lord, I pray that you would show us, if any of us are in the Psalm 84 verse 6, even though their paths wind through the dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find pleasant pools where others find pain. And he gives them a brook of blessing filled with rain of an outpouring. Have you been weeping? Some of the symptoms of it is that you're weeping and feel like your prayers are going before a bronze heaven. You feel really frustrated, and even some people are angry at the Lord because nothing's happening right now. And I would recommend reading and meditating on Psalm 84. I use the different translations. I love the Passion. You can use anything right now. Verses 5 through 7, blessed are those whose strength are in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. And as they pass through the Valley of Baca, that means the Valley of Tears, that it will become a spring. The rain will cover like pools, and they will go from strength to strength, and as the Lord appears before them. And this is a pilgrimage that I saw. I saw all these people in the dark valley. And I tell you, the Lord did not want you to be there, but he will use the wilderness. He will do it. He'll use this time. Watch for the courts of heaven. If you look at Psalm 84, it talks about the courts of heaven. That means prayer. Watch for prayer and understanding of what God's doing to start to spring up. People in this valley, you know, they need to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, and their prayers haven't felt like they've been answered. But I tell you, the courts of heaven is a place of prayer. The Lord is going to start releasing, according to Psalm 87. Go ahead and read, study it, and see. You'll see the courts of heaven mentioned there. The Lord is bringing you out of the season, and you're about to receive a brook of blessing filled with the rain of an outpouring. Lord, release that now. The second one, the second valley, is the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Now, this is a little more serious. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And you are with me, your rod and your staff. That means the Lord's authority is what's keeping you alive if you've been walking through that. I tell you, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death over the last couple of years, and I've overcome it. And it's a little more serious, but it's nothing beyond what the Lord wants to fix. I'm just saying that not everyone's in this valley, but let me just give you some symptoms. See, the valley of the shadow of death, It's the shadow of death that's come between you and the Lord. And it doesn't mean it's necessarily the spirit of death. It's different. If you do a study on this, it's absolutely different than the spirit of death. The spirit of death has a three chord in it, but there's a shadow of death that comes in. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, that darkness came at 3 p.m. And it shows, I believe, that Jesus overcame the shadow of death at that moment. And so watch for the Lord to start to reveal the sources of how you might have gotten there. The shadow of death usually comes through rebellion or generational curses of rebellion or things that happen. And the shadow of death might feel like the valley of tears, but these are unquenchable tears because you feel disconnected from the Lord. Jesus himself, when he had to overcome it on the cross, he said, why? He said, Father, Father, why have you abandoned me? That's what it feels like. Now, Jesus himself didn't have rebellion in him, but he went to the cross for all of our sins. So he actually overcame the shadow of death. Job 38:17 talks about it. Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? So notice it's two different things. The gates of death and the doorways of the shadow of death. I don't understand what it means. I don't have a full revelation of it yet, but either way, it's different than death. And it's a shadow that keeps you from hearing the Lord and hearing the truth of the Lord. I tell you, there's good news for you. Again, it came through rebelling, or maybe it's generational curses of rebellion. And so when Jesus was on the cross, he overcame this. And you must break off the shadow of death before you can get out of the valley. And I tell you, you're going to start to feel relief if you have this. And again, you might need to do some more work on it. We're going to be working on this a little bit this month. I had to do a little bit more work a while back when I was originally getting out of this. So right now, I'm going to do a prayer. If you feel or know someone who's in this, the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, I repent for any rebellion in my life or generationally, all the way back to Adam. I ask you, break every curse, and I'm asking you to remove the shadow of death from blocking me from seeing and hearing you. Lord, reveal anything that needs to be prayed or revealed. That's what I felt the Lord say. He was going to reveal anything that you need to do if you're suffering from this. Now, Lord, I pray that you would remove us, those who could, to get us out of the valley of the shadow of death. I just saw something happening. Some people haven't been in there, but the enemy's been trying to get you there. He's been trying to bring that cloud, a veil, between you and the Lord. I take authority right now, in Jesus' name. Now, the other valley is the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37. And the verses I chose for this were 1 and 5. I'm going to prophesy over this. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me by the Spirit of the Lord, and he sat me down in the midst of a valley. It was full of dry bones. Thus says the Lord, verse 5, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, to these dry bones, and you shall live. People have been walking through the valley of the dry bones of Ezekiel 37. And maybe you feel scattered. See, there were bones scattered everywhere. Here's some symptoms. You feel scattered. Things aren't there. You feel lifeless, maybe even short of breath. Some people are now manifesting asthma because you don't have the breath, or maybe even symptoms of COPD. See, the breath has been taken out of you. It's alive. I tell you, the Lord is moving right now. And there are millions of people coming out of this. And I'm going to pray a prayer right now from Ezekiel 37, 4 through 7. And then he said to me, I'm going to prophesy to these bones and say to these dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these dry bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life, and I will attach tendons to you, flesh upon flesh, to cover your skin, and I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. I prophesy now the word of the Lord over those who are stuck in this valley, that the Lord, breathe it in right now. Breathe the breath of the Lord. I take authority over any kind of attacks over it, over the breathing and over your bones and any of these things the enemy's been doing right now. In Jesus' name. Now, some people might be in one or two of these or all three. I don't know. I'm going to be doing more ministry throughout the month on Spirit Connection over this, and especially over the shadow of death and things like that. And some of you might need to just get out of one and then move to another, but something's happening right now because, oh man, I got attacked over. The enemy didn't want me to do this. I didn't sleep well last night, and then I heard this little voice, don't do that, you know, it's not of the Lord. You know, I just say it, it wasn't. He wanted to get this truth out to get you set free. Here's another major thing happening this month, and the Lord told me this a while back, but the spirit of Elijah is returning. Luke 1:17, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the disobedient to wisdom and righteousness and make ready and prepare the people for the Lord. The power of the spirit of Elijah is now returning. Now, it originally came through John the Baptist, and it was actually from Malachi 4. But it's a powerful thing. This is exciting because once the Lord spoke to me about this 2 months ago, he said that you're going to get a personal revival first. This is, I'm talking to you. You're going to get a personal revival first. Then he's going to move on the greater level. We need to first break off anything. And if you look at the original thing from Luke 1:17, that's prophesying from Malachi 4. Malachi 4:6, and he will return the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come to the earth with a curse. Now, the Lord doesn't curses and stuff, but it does show that Satan will pick this stuff up. He knows scripture. And though we have things under the blood, but if you don't bring this under the blood, we could actually get a curse when we turn away from the loving people. And that, my friends, is what's happening, is the spirit of Elijah. It's not just fathers. It's fathers and mothers. But have you noticed that there's been an attack against the father heart? There's been an attack against the men stepping up. There's attack against women. This is parents. And in the New Testament, they change it. In Malachi 4:6, in Luke 1:17, it changes not just the fathers to the children. It's now the parents, fathers and mothers together. And you don't have to have children to do this because this is the children of God. So my healing in my life with all of this came with my daughter. You know, when I stopped trying to turn her, study Luke 1:17. I was trying to turn her to what I believe. Hey, it was biblical. It was out of good intentions, but I wasn't coming into alignment to accept her and love her unconditionally and learn how to do that. I mean, she was doing stuff that, you know, I didn't like at all. I didn't agree with. But then I had to go into this Luke 1:17 and the power of the Lord, and it aligned me. And notice it also says, in Luke 1:17, it's not just the children, that once we turn to our children, or the children of God, if you're pastors, once you turn to your flock, if you're a parent, grandparent, once you turn to someone, if you have no parents, I mean, if you're not a parent, and you're just interacting with people, once you turn to this, the power will turn. And he will then move to get the disobedient to wisdom. And when I did this in my own daughter's life, she suddenly started seeking wisdom. And I tell you, it's been a turnaround. And she started to go to church again. There's this, the spirit of Elijah's coming, the Lord said. He's sending the spirit of Elijah. So Lord, I pray that you would release the power of the spirit of Elijah to go before us. I pray that you would release new authority in Jesus' name. The last thing I want to cover is promotions and authority. 1 Peter 5:6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord, and he will exalt you in due time. The Lord says it's due time. There are major promotions coming to men, women, boys and girls, children, right around Father's Day, because this is the Father's Day. This isn't just for men. In the U.S., we celebrate Father's Day. We honor the parents or fathers. It's June 20th this year, but the Lord says it's the father. The father's heart is being released. Promotions are going to start to take place. I saw the doorway of promotion. It was 3 feet high or 1 meter high. And you had to get down on your knees to walk through it. That's what I had to do. So this is the month or the start of the Lord releasing the greater power to encounter him in new ways. Prepare now, the Lord says, for your visitation. In Jesus' name, I activate this word. Woo, it's a powerful time. In fact, I'm going to go over a little bit. I try to keep these to 30 minutes or so. But I'm going to go over a little bit because I'm going to release some things here. And also have something I want to talk to you about in just a minute, but I want to release this. Again, this is the third month in a row that I feel like, and I've been releasing a lot of words for a long time, and I feel like this again feels like one of the more powerful words I've ever released. Started 3 months ago, right at Passover. But now, Lord, I pray and activate this. I pray that you would open up the heavens right now, and that you would bring that refreshment. Bring us out of the valleys, whichever one we might be, and give us wisdom to understand. I pray right now for the spirit of Elijah to return, even though we might not understand it, that there would be the power of the spirit of Elijah to break off any curses that we may have by not loving. And I pray, Lord, that you would bring those who are away from the Lord back, like you're doing with my own daughter. I pray for that, granddaughters, grandson. Grandparents, grandchildren, everybody, the Spirit of the Lord come. I pray for the promotions, the humility that we need to walk through this month in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for this. This is a powerful, powerful word. I have something I want to talk to you about in this month. In fact, when I got this word about the Spirit of Elijah, the Lord told me that there was going to be a release at Father's Day. And I hadn't even looked at the calendar. I already had an online training set up. I didn't know what it was going to be. We do one in the third month. It's like a school online, a school for 2 hours on the third Saturday of each month. And he told me this a while back, to do preparing for your visitation, releasing the spirit of Elijah, June 19th. And you can go to DougAddison.com/visitation. The Lord says, he's releasing the spirit of Elijah, and he's preparing for visitations, and you need to understand them. Right now, before I forget, there's an early bird special between June 2nd and 6th. It's only $32. That's cheaper than a cup of coffee each day, I'm just saying. We're going to go into a time where I'm going to talk about and study the study of a real refreshing study of the spirit of Elijah. And removing the curse, how to bring healing to relationships of the children of God, children and grandchildren. Now, that's not what it's all about. It's greater is what the Lord wants to do, how to restore the voice of the Lord in your life, how to walk through this time, grow in deeper intimacy, to come into agreement with the prophetic word I'm just releasing, how to identify, remove the obstacles to hearing and encountering. We'll be going into the orphan spirit because that's present today. Healing of the father's heart. Getting out of the three valleys in a greater way. How to open the heavens and also how to identify an encounter and how to have an encounter with the Lord. This is a new updated training. I'll be doing Bible verses of decree and also Q&A time. DougAddison.com/visitation. Hey, you know what? I keep forgetting to announce this. But we have a job opening at Enlight Connection, and we're virtual. We have an office in Santa Maria. My wife and I, we're in L.A., Los Angeles, but we have 90% of our team is virtual, and we need someone who's really important here. The position is a content writer and publishing specialist. That's one job wrapped up into both of those, content writer and publishing specialist, to help us to be able to turn my stuff. I have so much revelation and content. We need to turn it into books. We need to turn it into courses, and it helps me. I write my blogs and stuff like that, but we need someone to really work with us to take us to a new level. The Lord told me the person's out there now. I've been waiting to post this for a long time, and the Lord said the timing is now. So go to DougAddison.com/jobs. Also, consider becoming a partner with Enlight Connection. Ed. You can give any amount. We appreciate that. We're reaching the world. There's over a million people who get my daily prophetic words. They go around the world. And you can donate. Actually, just go to DougAddison.com/give. You can text to give. Just text the word L-O-V-E to 45888. Download my app or become a partner. Now, the partners, it's almost like we have an online church, because a lot of people don't have a church. They consider me their pastor. And I am an ordained pastor. We are. Enlight Connection is a church, a legally registered with the IRS church. We're an online church. And so becoming a partner, you're invited to our monthly meeting. We have a meeting, and we have a partner coach. We have a private website to do all kinds of cool stuff. And we provide a lot of support. Now, if you've been hanging out there, you know, things have felt a little bit weird. Well, we just really want you to become part of our group, because we have a coach that can help pray with you. Our team helps pray with you. Consider that, DougAddison.com/give. Also, follow me on social media, my daily prophetic words. Hey, I got some Q&A. I'm going to take a couple of minutes. I don't want to just really brush over these things. I got a couple of questions that people are asking right now. I want to release some wisdom over you. Here's one question is, I don't see anything happening after Pentecost. Did I miss something, or did I do something wrong, or could I expect something? Well, the atmosphere shifted. And like I said, I didn't see it either at first. I'm like, wow, what's going on, Lord? So what shifted is the breakthrough is here, but you have to contend for it. I released this word. I just released it last week. I'm releasing it again this week, that you will need to contend for it. And maybe you're stuck in one of the valleys that's holding back these things. In other words, it is an integrated process. Here's another question. Is I was talking about Jacob's ladder. So people say, how will I know when Jacob's ladder gets installed over me? Well, you will start to get dreams. And if you're not getting those dreams, then I would recommend that you continue to battle through these things. You'll watch that your dreams, that your interactions with the Lord will increase. But again, you might be stuck in one of these valleys. You know, I release a prophetic word, you still need to work through it. But it's a good question. Here's another one. You said that you have to battle for your breakthrough after Pentecost. What if I have no strength to do this at all? I hear what you're saying, but this time I tell you it's different. Here's what I'd recommend. Anyone who feels this is look up Psalm 84, verse 7. It says, take a step forward and you will get new strength. This is part of my prophetic word for this month. Move forward. If you're really struggling right now, find a couple other people that you could come into agreement with. And I pray over you, but you need to break this. Maybe a 3-chord prayer tea will help. Here's another question. How do I know which valley I'm in? Do I need to do anything specific? Well, just pray. Ask the Lord to show you over these as well. Here's another question. Final question. Let's hear the drum roll, everybody. Yes. I've heard a lot of messages on the spirit of Elijah, turning the hearts of the parents to children. What if I don't have any children? Well, it goes way beyond children. It's the children of God. It is, you're a child. So it's bringing healing to the Father's heart. It's also preparing for our visitation. It's preparing for the visitation of the Lord. The coming of the Lord even was part of this. Again, if you're wondering about that, go to DougAddison.com/visitation. Preparing for your visitation, releasing the spirit of Elijah. The training on June 19th, the early bird special will be open till June 6th. Anyway, God bless you all. I'm so excited. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.